Rory, got over the line here. You've got the victory into the next round of the qualifiers, but it was an edgy affair to say the least today.
Ah, you're right, Tosh, you know, 100% edgy. Look, I'll be honest, if you give me a 5-point victory, you know, before the game came through, we'd absolutely take it. However, you know, it took us a long time to get any sort of form going, you know, any sort of cohesion going for scores, and, you know, I think we kicked a serious amount of wides. Not something you'd normally associate with us, but in the first half, a lot of them were snatched at. And look, Longford are coming from a different dynamic. They had a great victory, you know, against Louth, and we're coming from a very, very tough day. You can't underestimate what it takes out of us as a group, but you know, we have to show the strength of character to respond. It was a response of some sorts, but it won't be good enough the next day.
Yeah, I know that the supporters might have been surprised that it took Donegal so long to get going today, but I suppose we didn't really understand the magnitude of the impact that Tyrone defeat had until we seen it today, particularly in the first half.
Listen, we fully understand it, yeah. You know, it was a very, very tough day at the office, so it was, you know, for us. Look, we weren't carried away with our league form, but we believe we're a good bit better than that. Yes, we're well aware of a lot of young players that we have, you know, and it's a big step up. That's the big thing, you know. It's a massive step up for players to play a championship football, league, you know. But when you have 19-year-old lads, you know, not long ago, someone just finished leaving cert this year, and Jason McGee and things like that, it takes an awful, you know, can take a period of time to get used to it.
Yeah, what was it like in the dressing room at half time before you came out for the second half?
You know, it's one of those dressing rooms where people know that it doesn't need much said. Everybody knows that they haven't been at their best. Everybody knows they've been below par. So it is, and you know, you just want a response. You want people to come out with energy, and you want people to come alive. But it started off badly. Then we missed the chance to, you know, to go level, and then they go up and get another score. But you know, I thought there was a good bit of maturity showed, and we played some nice football, albeit we overplayed a few chances. You know,
things sort of fell into place around 10 minutes into the second half, because they must, what we would see is three easy whites. So three easy chances. Then the player was sent off, and then Martin McGahaney got that point to level things up, and that's when you felt that Donegal could knock on.
Yeah, it took us really to the end to grab control of it. To be fair to them and ourselves in the first half, there was very much a swirling breeze. Yeah. It's nice and calm here now, and that had a big impact in, you know, the way some of the shots seemed to be tailing off. But no, Martin had a big impact on it. I think he kicked a great point even in the first half, and he wanted to get his hands on some ball, and every time he got the ball, he was exciting, you know. So look, that's what you're looking for players to come in.
Yep, and for players to develop, I suppose the qualifiers isn't a bad route for that, and they've had another big learning experience here today, so they have.
No, absolutely, Oisin. You know, going back, you know, when the draw was made. Yeah. You know, more so than other years, you fully understand it's a good chance you could end up in the qualifiers. You know, as the year went on, we felt we had a better chance of, you know, beating Tyrone, so we did. But it, you know, given the performance, it was never going to beat Tyrone. But we were always aware that we could be in the qualifiers. It's something we've had to embrace. It's not something we've enjoyed any year. I haven't lost Ulster finals, so it is. But we've recovered. We'll get through to the next round, and we're going to have to improve. You know, not be a lot of training this week, but more getting the heads right again, getting bodies recovered, and whoever comes out of Hatton Monday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it? Are you getting the draw?
Not really, you know. We'd love to be here, so we would. We'd really, really enjoy being in Ballybofey again, but and we've been very fortunate with first round draws, you know, our draws at home, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and just a note in the crowd, 10,000 here today for a qualifying match on a Saturday with a 5 o'clock throw, and Donegal turned out in numbers, Roy.
Absolutely brilliant crowd, you know. It was, you even went out to do the warm up, but it was unbelievable, and the way they got behind the team in the second half, I think our supporters are top class, and you know, it can make a massive difference in the tight games if your crowd's behind you and giving you momentum.
Yeah, nothing to worry about injury wise. Out of that game, is there?
No, yeah. Look, you just don't know until we do, I'm sure, a recovery tomorrow, so we will, but there doesn't seem to be anything major, you know. Owen got a wee bang there towards the end, but I think he should be fine.